This is Dr. What? Dr. Where? Stories of Rural Medicine. It's the podcast exploring what it's like to live, work, and train in rural medicine across regional Victoria. This series, we're looking at some ways you can take your professional practice to a new level, and mentorship is an excellent way to do just that. Dr. Jump is a coordinated mentoring program designed to support medical students, junior doctors, and registrars in regional Victoria. It's developed a pretty fantastic group of mentors and fostered relationships that can keep going for years to come. Dr. Dan Wilson is the president of the Rural Doctors Association of Victoria and became interested in mentorship all the way back in medical school. He says it's really straightforward to connect with mentors or mentees through Dr. Jump.
It's relatively simple, really. Similar user experience for either the mentee or the mentor. Create an account, identify whether you'd like to be matched as a mentor, a mentee, or both, and then create your profile. Feels a little bit like professional Tinder in a way. You create a bit of a profile, you list a couple of what your interests are, whether they're personal interests or professional interests. So for me, that would have included rural generalism, rural practice, medical leadership, sexual health, various different other aspects, and then a little bit of a bio about what I do in my spare time. Which sometimes I struggle to remember what I used to do in my spare time these days. But it's incredibly easy. You'll be matched with a mentee, and then it's on the mentee to initiate a conversation to establish the first meeting. And then the mentoring relationship will grow from there. I've had a number of mentor-mentee relationships, and some have flourished more than others. And that really comes down to whether or not you're a good match and whether you get on as a mentor-mentee relationship. And they can have really different functions and really different lives of their own. So one relationship lasted all of about 3 months, and another has been going for, I think, potentially 3+ years now.
That 3+ year relationship Dr. Wilson is referring to is mentoring Dr. Emma McKinnon, a PGY2 doctor at Mildura-based public hospital. She had an interest in pursuing rural medicine, but lacked resources in medical school to really get a sense of what it's like and whether it would be a good fit for her career.
For me, I've always really wanted to be a rural doctor of some kind, and I was really struggling in med school to find anybody that had similar interests. I felt like all my friends really wanted to go metro. And when I approached my school, unfortunately, they weren't very helpful at the time, and I just wanted to talk to like-minded people and find out what a day in the life of a rural doctor really was before completing all of my internship applications and going to a rural area when I'd never had any experience rural before. So I just did a bit of a Google search, and Dr. Jump came up right away, and I feel so lucky that I found it. And you just sort of scroll through, add your details, and then it comes up with all possible mentors, and you can sort of just pick and choose who sort of suits your personality and your interests, and just send them a message, and they reply pretty quickly, and then bam, you have a mentor.
Was there anything in particular that drew you to rural medicine?
For me, I've always wanted to be a doctor, and I think part of that dream has always been working in underprivileged areas and in communities that sort of need more help than others. And I feel like there's not that any particular community in Victoria is, you know, perfect and has the perfect amount of doctors, but I just feel like there's a disproportionate amount of doctors in rural medicine, and we can really impact those areas.
How did the program go in terms of giving you a sense of what it's like working in rural medicine?
Oh, it's been invaluable. I don't know what I would have done without it. I probably would have been absolutely terrified going into internship. I just feel like it's been the biggest support I've probably had through my whole medical journey. It's been great.
How did that make you feel, giving Emma that sort of primer on what rural medicine is like, something that she sort of struggled to get over the course of her training?
Emma really had an initial spark of passion to learn more about rural medicine. It was very clear that she had a drive to pursue that experience specifically. So when someone demonstrates that drive or that passion, that really ignites an interest from my perspective. Because I certainly appreciate someone who has a high level of ambition to achieve the best they possibly can. It's a real pleasure to open someone's mind up to the various possibilities. Emma has an interest particularly in mental health and psychiatry, and we only just did our catch-up mentoring session I believe, end of last week to see how things are going. And Emma and I have now known each other coming on 3 years, I believe. It's a real pleasure to get to prime someone's exposure to rural health and encourage them to pursue their career. And ever since her internship now, she's worked always in rural centres, which is a really positive outcome, I think, of the mentoring program.
And Emma, in terms of getting that sense of what rural medicine's like and, you know, perhaps seeing if it's the thing for you, was there anything in particular that stuck out with the mentorship that helped you get a sense of that?
I think for me, I was really scared that I wasn't going to fit in rural medicine. And I kind of have been trying to find a place where I just fit in medicine anywhere. And I just want to be part of something friendly, welcoming, like a community that really cares and wants to make a place for you. And I just really found that that's what rural medicine is all about. I just had so much support. They're so enthusiastic about it, so encouraging, and they go above and beyond for you. And it's just the best.
Were you expecting that level of support and collegiality when you first thought of getting into rural medicine?
No, actually, I've been warned by a couple of my friends who are many years ahead of me in the medical system. Whatever you do, don't apply for your internship in a rural area. It's not supported. It's really scary. You'll be doing things that like other people won't be doing, and you'll be terrified for the whole year and it's too stressful. But I just still had this gut feeling like it was where I wanted to go, even though I'd never had the experience. So I just really wanted to reach out to somebody who was living it and see if they could give me better advice. And I'm really glad that I did, because it's been the complete opposite. I can't imagine being better supported anywhere else.
In terms of that mentoring relationship, how does that sort of continue on into your career? Is that something that you have the option of continuing as you continue your training journey?
So I feel like everybody's mentoring journey is different. It's a very DIY experience with Dr. Jump. You can kind of just tailor it to what you and your mentor want to do. So for me and my mentor, we kind of just, I will just message him when I have something in particular that I really want to talk about. So sometimes at the start, we were doing monthly meetings and sort of setting goals and coming up with questions every month that I would ask and things like that. But now that I've been working for a little while, I kind of just message him when I really need to talk about something and get some advice. And he's great. He'll just reply to me and be like, when are you free? And we'll catch up. We tried a more formal setting at the start, but maybe as we've sort of grown more into friends, it's a bit more informal now, which works better for us.
Is there anything that you would say to someone who's thinking of getting into a mentorship program like Dr. Jump from a mentee perspective?
From a mentee perspective, I highly, highly, highly recommend. It can be a bit scary reaching out to consultants or people that are higher up in the medical field than you are, and you can kind of feel like a bit of a burden to some people. But the generosity in rural medicine is just unbelievable. And just the enthusiasm and excitement to have people interested in the field is electric. You just can't help but be so welcomed by it all. And I just really recommend, even if you're on the fence and you're not sure, or maybe later in the year, some medical students might unexpectedly get their internship in a rural area and not really be expecting that or know who to turn to Dr. Jump. There's so many awesome mentors that are on the program now. You'll find somebody that's going to really help you through every step of the way.
And Dan, you got into this program because you're an incredibly passionate advocate for rural medicine. But from a professional perspective, from a skills perspective, has there been anything that you've been able to develop over the course of mentoring early career doctors?
I think it's always an opportunity to sometimes learn more about yourself and develop a different perspective on your own personal or professional life. In most mentee-mentor relationships, there is an opportunity to get to know another person somewhat personally. You get to know a little bit about their personal life as well as just their professional ambitions, but each relationship's different. Generally speaking, the mentor-mentee relationships that I engage in, it's a real pleasure to actually, if someone has a partner, to meet their partner or get to know their lives and their situation a little better. And the more beneficial relationships have been those ones where you get an understanding of what actually drives that individual day to day, what gets them out of bed, and to understand their view on the world. And I've really valued an opportunity to learn from my mentees to get different perspectives on emerging topics or even just the way that they view and navigate their way in life. So I don't know if that's a skill per se, but a rather reflective practice almost.
I suppose some of the other sideline benefits of this would be helping skill up the people that are earlier on in their training journey, but also getting to network with some future colleagues as well.
That's definitely one of the benefits. It's my way of making sure that I can keep the pipeline of future rural generalists alive. I think I endeavour to convince every mentee to consider becoming a rural GP at some point along their career, and giving them an opportunity, if they do get an opportunity to meet face-to-face, to actually come and see what I do as an actual day-to-day job. Because I think there still continue to be so many misperceptions among the general population and even the medical community, early learning medical community, about what general practice is or what it can look like. And then also how we can build a career out of medicine. Some listeners may be familiar with my name, that I'm Dan Wilson. I do multiple different aspects with my career. I'm not only a rural GP, but medical educator, president of the Rural Doctors Association of Victoria, and I'm a board director of a couple of private and public companies. So you can do a lot with a medical career and a background training in general practice, because you truly do get a really broad skill base, and you can spread your fingers across many fields to make the biggest impact you'd like to have.
Going back to some of the sort of nuts and bolts of how the program works, once you are matched with a mentor or mentee, how does it sort of work from there? Like, do you sort of have to follow a bit of a framework in terms of that mentor-mentee relationship?
So when the match occurs, the platform quite literally has a chat function, and it looks like, literally could look like Tinder. If someone's used Tinder before, it could look like a little chat box that you're interacting with someone on the other side, similar to Messenger or WhatsApp. And you simply exchange some information and details with each other, and then you have an opportunity to arrange a private meet. And then you'll be also occasionally sent information from one of the program coordinators in a separate chat. So if you're a mentee, you'll receive some mentee-based resources on how to get the best out of your mentee experience. But if you're a mentor, you'll also receive a separate message from one of the program coordinators with a series of resources around how to coordinate and manage a mentoring relationship, whether that's very structured or whether that's a little less structured. So there's lots of options to do mentoring the way that suits you as a mentee or mentor. I've highly valued the Dr. Jump mentoring program as a mentor. I think I've had, to memory, I've got at least 4 incredibly valuable relationships with mentees that I'm still in touch with. That often become less frequent as the relationship matures and it becomes more of an ad hoc reach out. But I think it's been one of the most successful medical education-based mentoring platforms that has been developed. And I'm very appreciative for the founders for establishing the program.
Now, Dr. Jump isn't just for junior doctors. Sophie Fontaine is a fourth-year medical student in Monash Rural Health's end-to-end cohort. She learned about Dr. Jump after plans to take part in the John Flynn placement program as a student fell through.
So during the 2021-2022 federal budget, they sort of made a few cuts, and unfortunately medical students aren't able to sort of go through that program anymore. It's only for junior doctors. So growing up in Gippsland, like, my family hosted a few of these medical students, and I'd always been like, oh, it would be such a good way to, yeah, you know, sort of push yourself outside your comfort zone and experience like a different rural town. But then I was literally writing my application, and then I heard about the budget cuts. So then my Monash peer mentor said, oh, hey, have you heard about this Dr. Jump mentoring program? And then that's how I found out about it.
Was there anything in particular that you were hoping to get out of that sort of mentoring dynamic?
I suppose it's always good to have mentors in your life, especially career mentors. And I guess, yeah, I signed up because I was interested to hear, especially from a woman's perspective in medicine, kind of what the journey is like. And I know it's different for everyone, So, you know, mine will be very different to someone else's, but I think it's still really valuable to hear about other people's past experiences and just to sort of bounce ideas off each other and get some guidance along the way, I think is really invaluable.
In terms of the career guidance and overall mentorship, how has that been in terms of shaping how you want to become a doctor?
I suppose like the biggest thing that I've learnt from being a Dr. Jump mentee is, yeah, I mean, I guess just, and especially being a woman in medicine, you know, you do sort of think about things like, you know, what if I want to have a family one day and how am I going to balance that with my career and is that going to influence what specialty I choose? So it's been really nice to talk to a woman who's gone through that process herself, and it's been really refreshing as well to sort of have conversations and know that, yes, medicine is extremely important and obviously we're passionate about it because that's why we're here, but it also shouldn't dictate your life, if that makes sense. You know, it should enhance your life, but I think having interests and a life outside of medicine is really important to maintain a healthy balance.
As far as continuing this sort of relationship, is there any sort of time frame or finite kind of dynamic with this?
For my situation, yeah, as I said, we sort of just checked in after a year and just made sure that, you know, we were both sort of still keen to continue this mentorship. I suppose, yeah, what I would like to see happen is that it's just, yeah, a dynamic where we can check in with each other and, you know, who knows, maybe sort of even a few years down the track when it comes to sort of choosing my internship and things like that. It'd be really great, yeah, if I was still able to ask my mentor about things and, yeah, get her advice. As I mentioned earlier, my family hosted some of the medical students through the John Flynn placement program. And even to this day, we still have contact with a couple of those people. And, you know, they send us Christmas cards and, yeah, they've got kids now and living overseas and everything. So it's just, yeah, it's really nice, I think, to be able to maintain contact, obviously, if it's, a mutual desire.
And it's great to hear that the mentorship program has helped with the overall kind of holistic career elements of becoming a doctor and all of the complicated aspects of that. Has it had a influence on just the career pathway in terms of the type of medicine you'd like to do or any sort of interests that you have started to develop over your training journey?
Yeah, we've had some really interesting discussions about volunteering overseas. And that's definitely something that I would like to pursue. So, yeah, I think talking to someone who's equally passionate about that and has some experience, I think has really motivated me to want to continue down that path. Otherwise, yeah, I'm still going through placement and experiencing different specialties, so I'm not quite sure exactly what I would like to do. But at the moment I'm thinking perhaps rural generalism. I'm also interested in expedition medicine and what that might look like as a career. So yeah, at the moment it's really just bouncing ideas around, and my mentor is a GP herself, so that's been good to hear about her experience. Like another really big pro to seeking mentors, you know, even when you are quite early on in your career or pre-career as I am, yeah, I think a really good thing is the fact that you don't know what other opportunities might arise from that. So I would highly encourage anyone who's interested to, yeah, jump on the Dr. Jump website and submit their profile so they can be matched with someone who can really help inspire them and guide them through their career.
Thanks for listening. You can find Dr. Jump by going to drjump.com.au, or you can follow the link in our show notes. For more info about the study and training opportunities across regional Victoria, you can head to monash.edu/medicine/rural-health. This episode was part of a series of conversations with doctors in regional Victoria. There's plenty more episodes available which focus on a wide range of medical specialties, and we're available anywhere you find good podcasts. The Northwest Victoria and Gippsland Regional Training Hubs have commissioned this podcast to help medical students and junior doctors learn more about training and practicing medicine in regional Australia. There are hubs all across the country, so to find out where your nearest regional training hub is, visit the link in the episode show notes or just search regional training hubs. And finally, this podcast was brought to you by Monash Rural Health, presented by Patrick Laverick, that's me, and it was made possible by funding from the Rural Health Multidisciplinary Training Program at the Commonwealth Department of Health.